Target Circle, the program you know and love now, includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to 902-1ONG, the podcast. I'm Jenny Garth. I'm here with the beautiful Tori Spelling and Sissany.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to season two, you guys.
It's we made season it. Season two. Yes. It's so exciting. I feel like this is where things are going to get exciting.
I had that feeling too.
You do? I do too. And we broke our little streak of unluckiness. Third time's the charm. Well, because our amazing show, Mystery Girls, if you haven't seen it, you should, our sitcom, only sadly got one season. BH90210, sadly, one season. And now 902-1ONG, the podcast, season two. We made it. We broke the streak. Yay.
Sis, you might be our good luck charm. Who knows? Yeah.
I doubt it.
You're going to have to be in every single thing we do.
It's all the fans that listen every single week.
That's the thing, you guys. Everybody is really loving the podcast. We should just take a minute to appreciate all of our listeners, because doing the live show that we did last week for the wrap party, we got to talk to a lot of fans and just hear the effect that the show is having on different people in different ways. And it's really cool. Didn't you feel like all warm and fuzzy like a wart?
I can't believe you said wart.
Gosh, I thought we were done with that.
I'm sorry. I just had to bring it back. Now, whenever I think of warm and fuzzy, I think
never
of warts.
Goes away. And that's like, so she thinks of us as a wart. It just never goes away. We're stuck. You're stuck with us forever. Tia, burn us off. But then we come back. Something new and exciting. I know the fans, they were so great. It was so nice to hear from them and to know that, you know, a lot of them said that we had gotten them through hard times in their lives. And then just with this last year, they were really happy to have that warm, fuzzy, yes, wart spot to come back to and revisit and have us be with them.
Yeah.
We love people you.
People are listening to us while they work out, while they drive to work, while they're at home doing the kitchen, the dishes. I don't know. They're just listening to us all the time. And that's so awesome. And we just really appreciate you guys.
Very grateful. And you know what? We love being together. This is great. It was so nice being in person.
Oh,
we wish
gosh.
You had been there, sis. But Jen and I had so much fun in person.
We How did. Long Doing had it been side by since side. The two of you were together in the same room?
I don't know. Like at least 8 months?
Six? Like before, when we started doing the promos for this show, I remember you guys were together on the couch somewhere.
At Jen's house. And then since then, definitely since we started the podcast, we have only done it on Zoom.
I feel like the last time I saw you was my birthday 1 year ago when you threw the Doritos over my gate.
That was not the last time, but that was a good memory. It was like very say anything, like sitting on the car, like music blasting.
She did a drive-by for my birthday and I have a guilty pleasure of eating Doritos from time to time. And she
can't just have
me
one.
A bag of Doritos.
Aww. Oh my Best gosh. Remember that ever. Moment? So we were 6 feet apart and both of us had tears in our eyes and we were just so excited to see each other. And then we looked around and we said, can we? Because we hadn't seen anybody else.
We
and
did.
Then we just like looked around. No one was watching and we just embraced. And I didn't want to let you go.
And that was a lot because a year ago, that was like, you know, real lockdown. We were all so scared of the unknown and didn't know anything.
Yeah.
Things are starting to look a little brighter, which is so exciting.
Yes.
I got my second vaccine. Want to see my Band-Aid?
Yeah. I think everybody should know how big of a trooper Jenny is right now because she just got her vaccine yesterday. Yeah. When did you get it?
Yesterday, midday.
I was knocked out. So the fact that you're here and you have makeup on and your hair is cute, like, wow.
Listen, I got 8 inches of makeup on right now for you guys because I did not sleep.
And I just want to tell everyone that is listening what a great best friend she is. She had a miserable night. She had horrible reactions. And then she said, nope, I'm going to get this podcast done this morning because right after this podcast, I'm going to get my second shot. And she wanted me to get it.
Yep.
That's going to make me cry. I love you.
I love you. Hey, you guys, I also want to say thank you to our whole production team for a great first season. We had so much learning went on and so many challenges and we made it through and we wouldn't have been able to do that without the support of everybody at iHeart and all of our team. So thank you so much to everyone who
thank
is
you.
Behind us, supporting us.
Yeah, there's I don't know how they do it, but they are able to like tap into your computer and adjust your levels and mics and all this stuff. Like
it's magic.
Technical difficulties.
You guys know we're not tech savvy.
Nope.
We would be like writing down the podcast on a piece of paper and like having a pigeon carrier take it and be like, drop it somewhere, message in a bottle. Like we don't know how to do this stuff.
But no, magically it works every week and it's all because of them.
We both still have AOL accounts. So if that gives you any hints as to where we are.
Listen, I'm loyal. I'm loyal to my AOL. I don't want to. I can't get rid of it.
Just like I can't get rid of you ever. I can't get rid of my AOL ever.
I can't quit you.
Oh my
I can't quit you, AOL.
It's that you got mail that you love.
And we had a great wrap party. So thanks for everybody who put so much effort into planning that. Tori and I had a blast. And
we had so much fun. And thank you to the Beverly Hilton for hosting us. Oh my God, that was amazing.
Wanted to leave that room, did we?
Mm-mm. No, we should have just stayed there and like not
refused
answered
to
the
leave.
Door.
Did you end up leaving, Jenny? Because I know you had like a soccer Zoom afterwards.
I had to go. had to go be a mom.
In her pajamas. She left in her pajamas.
It's true. She got us these cute matching pajamas and they were so comfortable. I didn't feel like changing. So I just marched myself right through the lobby of the Beverly Hilton.
Nice. Except everyone has been asking where we got those pajamas because they need them in their life. They look like Beverly Hills, the palm trees, the light pink background.
We got them on Amazon.
Oh,
what, huh? I said we got them in Beverly Hills. You said Amazon.
She. Nope. Sure. It was just Amazon, you guys. Just literally, you know, go on Amazon and look up Beverly Hills print palm.
Well, because that's how we roll. We last minute always go, oh, crap. We have to show up somewhere. What are we going to wear? Because we like to kind of like, you know, compliment one another with our colors and whatever we wear. So this was a last minute purchase by you. And it was really cute. And I love them.
And you got us kimonos. We're going to do our next one in our kimonos. Did they come yet?
Yes,
your kimono hasn't come yet, but mine's here.
Oh, lucky you. Which color's yours? Well,
you can have whichever color you want. I got the pink one is here. The green one's on its way.
Okay, fine. I like both colors. The funny thing is that even when, I mean, we do discuss things typically like, oh, what are you going to wear? So we compliment each other. But a lot of times we'll show up for, you know, just like dinner or drinks or meetings and our colors go together like magically. It's like the weirdest thing. And people like, did you guys match? Did you plan that? And we didn't.
Yeah, it's we've been doing these Zoom meetings. We're creating something very exciting.
We can't talk about it yet. Soon. I'm so
but,
excited to announce
we
it.
We always show up in the same, like the same colors. It's cute.
That's
we
fun.
Did one the other day and we had like the same shade of, was it like brown?
Terracotta.
It was a prettier color. It was the exact same color. Something I never wear. And something told me that morning to grab my terracotta blouse. And you had a terracotta turtleneck on.
She hates it when I wear turtlenecks, you guys. And it makes me want to wear them all the time.
I know. She loves to do what I hate.
I never know how to do my hair when I wear a turtleneck. It's like, do I put it up? Do I put it to the side? Just cover so much.
I like the coverage, personally. Yeah. The coverage is what I crave.
Oh, my gosh. I had a dream last night. Oh, my God. Oh okay. Lord. So maybe it's because I watched Beach Blanket Brandon right before I went to bed. Mm-hmm. So I had a dream. We were on the set, back on the original set, in our hallway, in our dressing rooms. And we were filming, but we were present day. And the interaction was just with you, and it was just with Jason. And Jason was really psyched because he had just gotten this big commercial. So he was, like, telling me in between, like, setups, like, I've got this huge commercial. I was like, I'm so proud of you. And then I went and did a scene that you weren't in. You were in your dressing room. And for some reason, I was able to play it back when I got to my dressing room. And Jen, I'm not lying. I turned to the side in the scene and there was five necks hanging from my chin. It looked, you guys.
So it was a nightmare.
Rolls. It was like a rubber suit. And I was like, oh no, what do I do? But then I was like, oh, but my outfit looks really cute. My body looks like in shape. Hey, and then I was like, but my neck. And I ran in and I was like, we got to do something about this. Like by tomorrow, I don't know what to do. And then I woke up.
This sounds like conversations we've actually had. So
yeah, we talk about this stuff all the time.
Well, your necks look great. So it was just a dream.
Thanks.
That's hilarious. We were back in the hallway of the studio where they kept us locked up. What, did you see the blue carpet and everything?
Yes. Ooh. Yes. And my dressing room, remember when I painted it that like Pepto-Bismol color? It was like pink. I was like, I want a pink. Because growing up, my mom always picked out my room colors and I'd be like, I want Wizard of Oz. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, they're out of that wallpaper. And it would be like plum floral, like something a young girl wouldn't have. So when I had my dressing room, I could do it however I want it. I painted it pink and it was Pepto-Bismol pink. And then I was hilarious. Like, I think that was a mistake. But I was back in it.
The difference between you and I, you painted yours Pepto-Bismol pink and I painted mine black.
The walls. That is the difference between us.
Mm-hmm.
It is cool. Pepto-Bismol. I kept calling it Pepto-Bismol. I just want to go to Pismo Beach. Okay. Anyway. Oh, beach. Speaking of beach.
Speaking of beach, you guys, season 2, episode 1, Beach Blanket Brandon, air date, July 11th, 1991. Hey, July 11th. That's my anniversary, I think. Anyway, one of my anniversaries.
You did get married in July.
Yeah, I think. You want to tell them a little bit about
it? I do. Synopsis, school's out. And for Brandon, it's the beginning of a new job. But it also could be the beginning of the end for Brenda and Dylan. Brenda suspects she may be pregnant and the results of a home pregnancy test are inconclusive.
Directed by Charles Braverman. Oops. Directed by Charles Braverman and written by Darren Starr.
Take me to the beach.
Let's do this, people. I'm so excited to get out of the school. But then, wait, I was really excited to get out of the school because school's out. And then the next scene, they're back in the school. I was disappointed.
Summer school, baby. Reality.
It was last day. Yeah, it was last day. Oh, I was right, nice to see that feeling, that's though. Right. Like, because everyone knows that feeling of the last day of school when you're just counting down the minutes. Like,
running through the hallways, high-fiving people. Even the girl on the crutches was really excited running down the hall in her crutches.
This is true. And then this, okay, so we should talk a little bit about how this season happened and so rapidly. So we had our first season. It wasn't the ginormous success that the show inevitably became. And they were thinking of new ways to try to beat everyone to the punch, like get successful. There were so many shows on at the time. And I believe the story is my dad said, what if we do something at the beach club? Very like flamingo kid. Brandon gets a job at the beach club and then all the friends will go there during the summer. So in order to do and premiere during the summer, which we had just ended the season.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't remember this, but Darren Starr said we all literally, well, they had no time off. The writers and producers had to go immediately into prepping season 2. But we probably, you know, typically would have a summer off. We didn't. We went back like a month later, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And there was no other shows on any other networks that were doing fresh content because everything was in rerun mode.
Yeah, during the summer.
And covering the Gulf War during that summer.
I mean, you didn't have a million streaming networks or platforms that you could watch whatever you want anytime. You had to literally wait all summer for new episodes of TV programming to come on. And it was so boring because you're finally out of school and you want to watch some TV, but it's not anything new.
Yeah, I mean, luckily, summer break, like back then, there wasn't social media, there wasn't streaming. So we had to, like, you know, do stuff outdoors,
activities,
and do things with your family and friends, which was great. Isn't that crazy that that's not how life is now? There's content, fresh content, streaming and
all
on TV
time.
24/7 all year round. Yeah, there was nothing. It was called hiatus and there was nothing on reruns. Oh, no one wanted to see that. Not that soon.
Mm-mm, no,
but not so us. We it had was brand a, new.
Yeah. Genius move to put new episodes on for the summer. As that's when the audience really was like, hey, I kind of like this. I love this episode too. I just loved, I love seeing the life at the beach and getting Brandon kind of out of the peach pit for a little bit, even though I'm going to miss Nat.
He was hard on him. He didn't take it well at all at first.
Well, because Brandon just was like, hey, I got a new job. I'm leaving right now.
I know.
Yeah, that's harsh. And Douglas Emerson, who plays Scott, who was a series regular in season 1, we find out is a guest star now season 2. And so that relationship we can tell is heading in a different direction. Mm-hmm. And he says he's going away for the summer, so he's not going to be part of the gang. That was sad. Yeah.
How is that as an actor to be, I mean, I don't want to say demoted, but
yeah,
it is. I'm sure you haven't experienced it, but like, do you think he was bummed about it?
Of course.
I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was a big break for him.
Mm-hmm. But I know, you know, we've talked to him before and we're going to have him back.
Yes.
I hope
we
this
are.
Season. Right. But he had such a good attitude about it and he was so happy to be there while he was there. And, you know, he had a great time.
He was always such a bright light on the set. He was just, he's a great guy. And he was, you know, even a great kid. Very, always mature, always smiling, just always happy.
Well, straight out of the gate, I noticed what we talked about the sound dubs, like the voiceovers, the looped lines that we had to do. I noticed one right away when Donna says to Kelly, you should work on getting your voice back. That scene while they're, where they're sitting in the last class of school and Kelly's talking and she sounds like a frog. I guess I had lost my voice. And they didn't really know how to explain that. So they just added a line from Donna off camera. You should work on getting your voice back, Kelly.
Right?
So weird. But I did sound like a frog. That happens to me. Does that happen to you guys? I like once a year, I will lose my voice entirely.
It's when you get sick. She like rarely gets sick. And when she gets sick, she always loses her voice. And it's usually always on camera. It's always like our first episode of BH 90210. She got sick. I mean, you were probably we were all a little stressed.
I think
getting
it's
that
a
together.
Thing.
But yeah, you got sick right before we filmed and she had no voice. That was crazy.
It only happens to me. It happened to me a lot in my early 20s, but it was because I used to party a lot. So if I went away to like Vegas for the weekend, that Monday show, it was a struggle. I would lose my voice often.
Well, it's kind of hard to lose your voice and be an actor.
Yeah, I bet.
That's your job is to talk. Mm-hmm. So it's always like people are like, oh, it sounds so sexy. And to me, it sounds literally like a dead frog. So I don't agree with that.
I liked it. I thought it was cute.
But I saw that too. Another time in this episode, moving ahead when Dylan and Brenda are talking to one another on the front porch. I recognized another one of those looped lines.
I did not notice this at all.
So they bug me because they're just so, they tried, but the technology wasn't what it is today. So
yeah,
when you go into a sound studio and you re-record a line and then they kind of like lay it in on the track, it just, it didn't sound the same then. And they didn't have a way to fix it, I guess. But now everything's so smooth. You can't even tell when there's a loop line. Little technical things like that.
Yeah.
Guys, we need to talk about the intro because was so excited seeing that new intro, the new song, and it just kind of, I feel like it pumped me up even more.
You got
for
pumped?
This season. I was pumped.
You were pumped.
Like I was like grinning.
That's so fun. I didn't
it
even
was
notice
pretty
it.
Good.
You noticed? Did you notice a new
one? I did. I got really excited. I didn't remember that it went to that. I thought it was going to go to our normal one that season 3 through 10 had.
The spinny ones?
Yeah, where we're all like on a set and we're doing our dance together. And I thought it was going to be that. But then I was like, oh, it's the beach. And you remember that day?
Was it the photo shoot on the beach?
Yeah.
Which one? With the shirts or the bathing suits?
Was that not the same day?
It was probably all the same day.
I think it was, but that wouldn't make sense because we did this photo shoot on the beach. It was our first photo shoot all together. Mm-hmm. And we all had Beverly Hills 90210 t-shirts on in different colors, different primary colors, and like jeans or jean shorts. And I thought that photo shoot was for Teen Magazine, but I could be wrong. I'm not sure, but I feel like it was the same day. And then we changed into bathing suits and stuff and did all of our things.
Yeah, I have a very little memory of that day, but I think you're right. I think that was for Teen Magazine, and then the bathing suits was for the opening credits.
Well, some of those shots became posters that I had on my wall personally in my bedroom. So it did go to good use, whatever you guys did that day on that shoot.
Perfect, perfect. I remember that day because it was like the first time I felt like we were all like touching.
What? Touching?
Woo!
Touching. No. Touching.
Well,
because
weren't you like in a bikini on someone's shoulders?
All of you were.
Oh,
we are. You were in a bikini on someone's shoulders as well. We all were.
Who was holding you?
I believe it was Brian.
Brian?
Yeah. Because you were on Ian, Jenny.
Because he probably was the only one strong enough to hold me.
Yeah. And then Andrea was on top of Jason or Gabrielle.
That was, then, well, yeah. We were definitely touching at that moment.
Yeah, we did a lot. It was all very, like, even with the jean shorts and the t-shirts, it was like the first time the group, like, they had music and they were like, just have fun. And we were running around and playing football.
Oh, and
tug of war.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
Like all these different things. And then everyone was just like all touching. And I just remember as a young girl being like, oh gosh.
So fun.
Like it was very like exciting being like 17 and like, oh my God, all these cute boys are touching me.
Oh my God, that's funny.
You crack me up so much.
But it's like such an honest reaction because I get it. At 17, your hormones are crazy and that would have been so fun to shoot.
Yeah, like just like imagine like all these hot boys are like putting their hands on your waist and like hugging you and taking pictures all wrapped around you. And you're just like, I was living my best life that day.
Take her back.
And then I got put up on a surfboard.
And they hoisted
Jason,
you up.
Jason, Luke, mm-hmm. Brian, and Ian were all holding me. Oh, that, you know what? That was my best moment.
Ever
that
in
was
life.
It.
That's when you peaked.
I peaked there. It was all downhill from there.
Not like any of your children's birth or maybe your wedding day. Nothing. Nothing compares to that.
It was Luke, Jason, Brian, and Ian holding me up on a surfboard in a bikini. It was that.
Well, just kidding, I'm going to get that made on your next birthday cake then.
Please do.
What Brandon was so tiny in that scene where he was trying out for the...
You can't say that.
To be the lifeguard. He was like a little miniature person compared to all the other people.
He was.
Oh my gosh.
Little biceps and his little chest.
It might have been the one and only time we've ever seen Jason without a shirt on.
Is that right?
And now we know why. He was very pale.
He looked very cold.
And he had like no muscles. I mean, obviously he's gorgeous and had a great body. Like he had but those, now like, he is like
young boy muscles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was like those type of young boy muscles that like he never worked out because he didn't have to. He just had like a great body, that type of thing.
Naturally.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, naturally thin, like little boy muscles. And now he, you know, works out every day and he's very, very fit. Mm-hmm. Because he has to be, because his wife teaches spin. I mean, ooh, Naomi has a killer body.
But yeah. I was excited to see the boss, Mr. Thomas.
Yeah.
The boss man of the beach club.
I didn't remember his name was Henry Thomas.
I know. That was James Pickens Jr. Is that correct? Am I correct with that?
Yes.
He is such a great actor.
Such a good actor.
Uh-huh. We were lucky to have him.
But his character's name was Henry Thomas. Isn't that the real life name of the kid that was in E.T.?
Throwback.
Ellie and E.T.? His name's not Henry Thomas?
Thomas Everett's... I don't know. I'm getting real confused.
I don't know. But, you know, he ended up becoming Richard on Grey's Anatomy. And I think he was well known for that role.
Yeah.
My husband was actually walking through the living room right when that came on. He was like, wait a minute. He was like, he was in this before he became a doctor?
And he's so handsome.
I know.
Confirmed Henry Thomas, E.T., and he just did that amazing Netflix Haunted Hill House, whatever.
Oh.
And the new one, the new season. He's a really good actor. But yeah, I thought they couldn't do that. I thought you couldn't. You had to look up names, and if someone has that actual name, you have to change it. Is that not true anymore or back then? Or
I feel like we used to do that a lot. Like they used to create character names and then end up having to change it right on the set practically because they would get news that, oh, that person actually exists in the world. So you have to make up a different name.
I mean, how did you look it up in 91 anyways, right?
I know. They had like a whole department, legal department that had to clear names. They still do. But it must, they've run out of names now. So you're allowed to repeat them.
I guess they missed it that week because it's a famous actor's name. Okay. Anywho.
Well, we need to take a break.
Oh.
Well, we need to take, Well, we need to take a break and we have so much to cover still from Brenda and the pregnancy test and her and Dylan. And we'll just get back in that next time.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle. Or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Okay, we're back. You know what, sis? I feel like you really want to talk about the Brenda storyline. I know you, deep in your heart, are Brenda all the way fan.
That like drives you insane, doesn't
Brenda
it?
Brenda and Dylan. You're just Brenda and Dylan all the way.
Oh, Brenda and
you
Dylan.
You can't hide it. She's our Brunette. She is our Brenda. Oh my God. Sis is blushing.
You know never why though? Because I know, because I don't want to like offend you.
You're not offending me.
I'm not kidding.
I'm just messing with you.
Do it.
But you know what it was too? When I saw you playing, or when I saw you at the in the beach scene of this episode, talking to Steve, I say you like, you're really Kelly. Kelly's talking to Steve, mm-hmm. And she says, did you hear Dylan and Brenda broke up? It was like flashbacks of like how, I don't want to ruin it for people that haven't seen it yet, but it was like foreshadowing of what's to come.
There were a couple of those moments, yep. Because Kelly goes with Brenda and Dylan to the gynecologist.
Yes. And you're like all weird in it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That she was so involved in their,
like she was the supportive friend skin. Or it's
as, it, great, as she would have been. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. As I was thinking, is it weird that Kelly's there? Because I know what I know.
Yes.
But in that moment, it wasn't weird at all because like, yeah, if you were going through something scary like that, you would want your best friend there.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. But what people might not realize is that Fox complained about Brenda having sex at the end of season one to the point where they, well, I mean, this is a rumor, maybe you guys can confirm it, to the point where they forced the writers to have some sort of consequence. And so that's why she gets scared and it's scary for her. And then she breaks up with Dylan. Do you guys know any, if there's any truth to that?
I remember it's really controversial. But I mean, here's the deal. Fox is the network. They approve the storylines. There's no storyline that's made unless they approve it. Unless someone insisted on that storyline.
Someone who we shall not name.
What? Come on. Like a cast? Like
no,
part
like
of the cast?
My dad. No? Like
oh, like your dad?
Like producers had to like do what networks wanted. But okay. My dad was a big deal. And he oftentimes, if he believed in something wholeheartedly, like Luke Perry, and they said, no, you have to test other people. He said, nope, not this is the guy. Sometimes he would just say, this is what we're doing. And they'd go, okay. Those were the days.
But I thought it was good the way it sort of backtracked and
yeah,
brought us back to Brenda struggling with her feelings about taking the relationship to the sexual level, because sometimes things happen so fast when you're young and you jump in and you do what you think you're supposed to be doing, or you give in to your wants and then after the fact you're like, wait, what did I do?
Mm-hmm. Impulse, mm-hmm. Right? Now we think a little bit more about consequences, but when you're young, you just
don't.
Yeah.
And then she had like the most majorist consequence scare possible for a young
very
girl.
Confusing pregnancy test. Like, why was it color oriented?
Well, first of all, she goes to Dr. Strathmore. Was that it? The gynecologist?
But Kelly said it's the best.
He's the best. I would never.
A little creepy.
Yeah, it was a little creepy. And I have a thing. I won't see male gynecologists. Like,
I won't either.
I like a lady looking in
me
my
too.
Lady. Yep.
I agree with you. I always felt that way. And my gynecologist, who my OBGYN delivered all five of my babies, he was a friend of one of my closest friends. So I went to him. He's the same age as us. And the biggest 90210 fan, Dr. Rothbart.
Even weirder.
Yeah. Wait, this is getting weirder and weirder.
Okay.
He's your friend, first of all.
First of all, I've been out to drinks with him. He doesn't drink, but I went out to drinks. And he was just like the biggest fan. So when I started going to him.
No.
First of all, I had never been to a male gynecologist. So I was freaking out. He's the same age. Nice looking guy. My legs are in stirrups. And he starts asking me Donna questions.
No.
Oh, yeah, he did. And he knows everything. He would say, like, so do you remember? Like, he would ask me questions and quiz me. And I'd be in the stirrups just,
oh,
like,
my
and trying to hold
God.
In your stomach and your lady parts so they, like, seem small because you don't know what to do because a man's looking
nope,
down
nope,
there.
Nope,
Mm-mm. Oh my God. He'd be like,
I'm feeling sweaty.
Do you know when your birthday is? And I was like, my birthday? You mean Donna's birthday? He's like, yeah, Christmas. Donna never got a proper gift because her birthday was on Christmas. I was like, okay, that's awesome. What's going on down there? But he's become one of my great friends and delivered all of them. My baby's healthy.
They're very, very close.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, so back to Dr. Strathmore.
Dr. Strathmore. And then conveniently, Brenda starts her period right there in the doctor's office.
Okay. I had a problem with that one.
Why?
Because she realizes it, but like doesn't get a tampon. She doesn't get like, how what do you happened? Know? Well, because didn't she just go? She was like literally.
She was
like,
supposed to pee in the cup. And then when you're at the lady doctor, they kind of probably have a selection of, you know, necessary items in the bathroom.
But they didn't really explain it. I'm with Tori on this one.
I was confused. I thought it happened like literally right there.
She was lying too. Like, I'm good. I'm, like, she didn't want to see him. But then it later in the episode, you realize. But yeah, it wasn't explained.
Yeah, I just got confused. I feel like, what was she? I don't remember now. What was she wearing in that scene?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I feel like it was a light color. And
light
I was like,
colored outfit. Yeah.
Yeah, like, something. I was like, uh-oh. Like, is she bleeding? Is she like, what happened? God.
I don't have a visual. Thank you very much.
Sorry. Okay.
Fine. A visual. She just described her legs being in stirrups talking about 90210 facts with her gyno.
Yeah. While his head's down there. Yeah.
Did you guys ever have like a pregnancy scare when you were younger?
I think so. Like being late and then taking pregnancy tests. Or I've taken Plan B at very young age.
Did you?
Yeah. And I probably learned all that stuff from your show.
Oh, sorry.
Learned what to do.
We never had Plan B. I don't think that was ever a storyline.
No. Okay.
It was a little too early.
Did you ever have a pregnancy scare?
Me? Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking about it and
like young.
I remember, I don't even know if this is right, but, and I hope my mom is not listening to this, but, or my kids. but I remember going to get put on the pill for my irregular periods or for my skin, you know, the excuses. And I had told my mom that I wasn't sexually active. And then we went, I remember this, it was very traumatic. We went to the, it was like Planned Parenthood or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting there and the person comes back in and they're like, unfortunately, we can't put you on birth control pills because you're pregnant.
What?
And I was like, huh? And my mom just looked at me like, what? And then, so then I had to come clean with my mom, similar to what Brenda has to do.
Yes.
And say, okay, I lied. I have had sex with my boyfriend and then, this is the worst part, after this whole admission, the tears, everything, dealing with all that in the office of this place, they came back in and said, you know what? We're so sorry. That wasn't your urine that we tested. It was a mistake. You're not actually pregnant.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
that is crazy.
Gosh.
Yeah. So all of that for nothing. I had to be honest with my mom.
I hate that.
For nothing. Oh my God. This is a good storyline.
So when I was watching the whole thing with Brenda talking to her parents and them being so shocked that she had sex and them talking about it, I just, all the stuff came flooding back for me. A little trauma at the age of 16. Something around there.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's a 90210 OMG moment.
Totally.
You've never told me that. That is crazy.
Yeah, I've loved that one.
I actually never had a pregnancy scare to the point, you know, when you're real young and you know, things happen, you make mistakes and then you're like, uh-oh. And yeah, I always thought like, oh, maybe that means I can't have babies. And then I went on to be like the most
fertile myrtle
ever. So just that takes me back to like timing is everything and they choose us and they come when they're ready.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that whole conversation with Brenda and telling her parents, well, Cindy finds the pregnancy test mm-hmm. and then she has to come clean about sex with her dad. Oh, I was so uncomfortable.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said I was so uncomfortable.
No, she said sex with her dad, but she had to come clean about the sex in a conversation with her dad.
You just made my heart drop twice in 5 minutes with things you were saying today.
No, holy moly. She had to talk to her dad about the sex.
It came out like you just said, she had to come clean that she had sex with her dad. So, okay.
That was a different, very, very special episode. We haven't gotten to it yet.
I never had to have a sex conversation with my parents ever.
Me either. I mean, well, other
you
than
did
that
with
one.
Your mom.
Yeah.
but
not like the, yeah, I mean.
Not like sitting in the living room of the house. Discussing
it. Even in those moments, Brenda is snarky with her parents. Brenda is like sassafras when she's coming clean about sex.
Total teen.
Yep.
I loved how squirmy Dylan was when he walked into the house after that. And she's holding the pregnancy test.
Why are you holding that?
Ooh. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and the way Jim passes through the foyer, he can't even look at Dylan in the eye.
Yeah.
I am quite familiar with this look, this non-eye contact moment. Because once, you know, your kids grow up, you guys will see. They do things and then you can't help but look at them a little bit differently for a minute.
No,
I'm not ready.
I know, it's awful. But then it just takes a little bit. You get used to it and you start to adapt to the situation.
Right, so that's the look you've had with their boyfriends.
Oh, yes. I remember feeling all yay, so cute and sweet and nice. And then having a realization and then being like, get him away from me. I don't want to see him. Get him out of here. But, you know, it happens and you deal with it.
It's life.
And then you want your kids to be happy. You want them to be safe. You want them to be loved. So you make all those adjustments because you're the mom, you're the parent, and you have to be more grown up about it.
Right. Well, hopefully I'm decades away from that.
I know you are. You are. Don't worry.
I'm not.
Give me a call when you need help. But I did appreciate the way he couldn't even make eye contact with him.
Yeah. I love so I just got to go back for a second. The other day during our meet and greets for our live wrap party, we talked to someone that said that they used to have the hots for Jim Walsh.
Mm. Who?
Remember?
Who was it?
Was it Maddie or was it that other guy that was like,
the best part was that it was a guy. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a guy. And he was saying like, you know, it was hard for him to come out and, you know, he wanted to walk through his hallways and be like, I have a thing for Dylan, but he couldn't. So, you know, 90210, he just had to keep it inside. And he said, but he goes, mm-hmm. Jim Walsh, ooh, you guys talk. That's what he said. You guys talk a lot about Jim Walsh's hairy chest and his hair. But, oh, yeah, we were hot for Jim. And I was like, oh, my God.
That was like the start of the whole bear movement, apparently. He was the OG bear.
Yeah. Who knew that Jim Walsh had such a huge gay following?
Wow.
I love it so much.
We got to tell James Eckhouse.
He probably
not that
knows.
We talk about his hairy chest and everywhere all the time, but that.
I mean, it's there.
Let's book him. Let's get him on the show.
Women and men apparently everywhere were James like, that's hot dad. Hot daddy. Mm. Hot daddy bear.
So James learns that Cindy says, I thought it was a really poignant moment when Cindy says to Jim, when they're in the kitchen talking about it after Dylan and Brenda leave, she says to him, I guess what we're going to have to do is trust our daughter.
And yeah, they're pretty calm about it.
Yeah, it's such a big deal, especially when, you know, their trust was kind of shaken by this news. And then to kind of automatically shift into, well, that's really the only option we have is to trust her. If we love her, and we've done a good job and she knows what she's, you know, she's educated and at least she's talking to us, then the only thing left to do is trust her. I like that.
I like that too. I just remembered the only conversation my mother ever had with me about sex was, and I wasn't even having sex. I was at a boy's house and he invited me over to watch a movie. And we did like full, like, you know, make out. I was 16. And when I came home, she was like, so how'd it go? And I was good. And she was like, just remember that this is always going to apply to boys. Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?
Sage words of wisdom.
What? Yeah.
What?
A good one.
What do you mean? You don't understand that?
I understand it, but I was, I don't know. I was hoping for a little
very
more
old fashioned.
It is. And I was just like, okay. Yeah.
I think that that like that generational kind of thinking is like you want to end up getting married to whoever you have sex with.
Right. But and I mean,
that was.
Yeah.
That's all I heard growing up. It was like, not until you're married, not until you're married.
Right. But there's a better way of putting it. Like, I don't know. I just feel like nowadays you wouldn't like give some like old like line like that.
I'm going to use it in five
minutes.
Why
buy the cow and get the milk free?
Girls, gather around. I got a message.
Yeah.
From Grandma Tori, Grandma Spelling.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine?
No, I'd be like, girls, tell Auntie Tori, tell me everything. Oh my God. What was it like? Yay.
They would die.
I'm just kidding.
Were you like surprised that Brenda broke up with Dylan?
Yeah.
I was.
Me too.
Yeah.
It seemed so abrupt. Her reaction to him saying get on the pill was already kind of like, okay.
Yeah, I got to admit, I don't know about that. For him, like, she was like, that's such a guy thing. And you, like, you, I did the same thing, sis. And Kelly, you know, they were kind of like, yeah, that's not cool.
Right.
But for a young guy, like a 16-year-old guy, like, I thought he was trying to do the best thing. You know, he was being responsible. I didn't take it like him being like, okay, you do it. Like, it's a thing. Like, since they did use a condom and they thought something happened, what would be the next step? The pill, you know? So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, it just goes to like, guys don't really consider the sacrifice or the effect that taking a birth control pill has on women, young girls, women. They have no idea what they're talking about.
But didn't you think he was trying though?
I feel like he was, it was just like, he didn't know.
Yeah.
He didn't know. And so maybe he thought, oh, that's the responsible thing to do.
Right.
But Brenda was like, you have no idea what you're, how that sounds. Because it is, when you look at it from her perspective or from a female perspective, it is kind of insensitive and like, oh, here's a Band-Aid to your problem and just take this pill.
Right.
Meantime,
it's totally going to F with your hormones and change you as a person.
Wait, is that bad that I didn't take it that way? I was like, why is Brenda mad? Like, he's trying to be responsible.
I see both sides.
I didn't take it that way. Yeah, I do too now that you're not saying it, but.
I mean, everything has two sides, but it was two against one in that moment. he was outnumbered by the ladies.
It was just such a roller coaster. I think their storyline and everything was happening. I was like into it. I'm like, I'm
it
ready
came
for
out of
like
nowhere in the very first episode of season two, they break up. I was like, what's happening? And then the end moment when she's like, goodbye, Dylan.
Yeah.
And the music so swells. Sad. What was that REM song?
And walking down the hallway of
losing
the school.
My religion. And you can see him in the distance, like out of focus. And then it focuses to him and he's sad. And
now that would have been a season ender.
That was a perfect cliffhanger.
It was a cliffhanger. Yeah. I wanted to see the next episode so bad. And I have to wait now.
You have to wait.
That's tough. That's the tough part.
Mm-hmm. That in the back in the day, you had to wait a whole week before you could see the next episode.
It was the worst. And if kind you couldn't like catch it in time, you had to record it on your VHS or someone at the house had to record it for you, like your mom.
Oh my gosh. And if you weren't going to be there, you would be freaking out.
You
and
would be
like
freaking out.
Mom, don't forget what time to tape my favorite show. Like it was.
I had to do it for my sister because she worked. She was 8 years older than me. So she was like, if you forget to record 90210 and Melrose Place, like, I will murder you.
Kill you.
And you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. My sister still has all of my VHS tapes that she recorded.
Oh, I love that. Seriously?
Yeah, like in a box. Of everything I've ever done, probably. Like every movie of the week, every interview.
Oh my gosh, I want to get something and be able to play it. Can we still buy a VHS recorder?
I still own one.
Remember the TVs? I had one in my dressing room.
Oh yeah, where you put the thing in, and the VHS, you just put it right in the bottom.
Those are the best TVs.
I love that. But mine always got stuck in there and I'd be like prying in there with a screwdriver trying to get it out. Speaking of technology, though, I think when we see Kelly in her BMW driving, first of all, she's talking on the cell phone to Brenda. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a fun scene, really good to see. But I was like, why would they let me, this 16-year-old girl, drive a car and talk on the phone at the same time and have to remember my lines? And like, it was just like a lot. They put a lot of responsibility on me in that moment, in that scene.
Because it was a long time ago and they didn't think about those things, just like the hand signal you're doing now for talking on the phone.
Hello, Brenda. This is universal sign. Call me.
I know. Yeah. The thumb and the pinky.
But that kind of looks like the phone. It was like a flip phone.
Yeah.
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 Kelly had like the first flip phone.
But now it's considered dangerous and illegal.
Right. You never do it.
You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, you'll get a ticket. Can we talk about the beach club though?
Oh, yeah, it looks so fun.
The beach club. First of all, you guys, I know everyone was like, oh my God, that is so fun and so glamorous. And I feel like seeing the beach in California was really like drove it home for people. Like, oh, mm-hmm. I just want to be there and be in that moment. Often when we filmed at the beach club, it was not warm and sunny.
Yeah.
At times it would be windy and freezing. Overcast. And mm-hmm. we would start filming at like early 7, 8 a.m. And you get there at 5 or 6 and we'd be in bikinis. It'd be cold, you guys. Cold. We would have on down coats. And then they'd be like, okay, picture up. And they would take our coats.
Yeah. And you pray that they can't see your goosebumps. You're like, I'll have a chicken skin goosebumps everywhere. Yeah.
Everywhere.
Ugh. Where was it? What beach?
That was right in Santa Monica, like right when Santa Monica and Malibu kind of meet each other.
Like near sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So where it would be if there was a Beverly Hills beach club.
It's an actual club. It's an actual beach club there.
It was.
It's an actual beach club?
It's something else now, right?
Is it the Bel Air one now?
Yes.
No, yeah. That's what it is.
Every time I pass it, I'm like, oh, we had such good times there. I remember shooting there. It's still there.
So there's two beach clubs right in that area. I think they also filmed at the other one or right in that on that beach, Baywatch.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like they've rebranded it because when I looked at it a little bit ago before the pandemic, I looked at it on Instagram. I was like, oh, look at it. And they were really like rebranded it, leaning into kind of the old school, like our Beverly Hills beach club vibe. And it looked really cool. We should go back there.
We should. We should become members.
Oh,
I don't think you have to be a member now. I feel like it's not the Bel Air.
It's not the Bel Air. The Bel Air one's like on a cliff. It's like higher up. So this was like
with
beach level.
To the beach. This is the one right next to it. Okay. I need to find out the name.
Somebody fact checks for us. While we were doing that, actually, let's take a break and let's come back and we can either talk more about that if you want or get to some of these questions and fashion moments.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Okay, we're back. You feel like the beach club that we shot at is called what?
Sand and something. Like, I'm trying to look it up. It's on Instagram. Oh my gosh.
She thinks it's the Sand and Sea Beach Club.
Sand and Sea.
The old Sand and Sea.
I'm not sure.
But we don't know. We're going to find out.
Yeah.
We have a long season of beach club scenes to figure it out. So we will do that.
Exactly.
Should we talk about some fashion from this episode, you guys?
Yes.
All right. Who had a fave?
Iron shorts.
His little Shorty McShorterson swim trunks.
He's what a so great cute. Body, though.
He's so cute in that outfit.
He is.
With the like blue little dolphin shorts almost.
Remember dolphin shorts?
Yeah. And a backwards like hat. One of those hats you can get wet. Won't ruin it.
Oh my gosh. Lots of pops of color this episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really appreciated two outfits. They were in the same scene actually. One was your little green shorts and your t-shirt with the flowers all over it. It was really cute and perfect for Donna.
If you look at that picture, because we're looking at it right now in our lineup, I look like I'm wearing exactly what Andrea was wearing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I'm not kidding you guys. Like
it's a romper, like a little
jumpsuit.
The one you're wearing in real life right now, though, doesn't go down as low. Hers is like one of those mime rompers, you know, like what you'd see the mimes at, you know, Universal Studios or something wearing.
You would say that.
She looked so cute when she was wearing it and she was doing that little monologue scene in the acting class. I just expected her to like kick up her heels and do a little dance. Oh my gosh. So cute.
There was a scene where the three of you, you two and Brenda are in it, and the shoulder pads, like you're all wearing, like it was like all matching shoulder pad outfits.
I am not going to lie. I love a shoulder pad.
She does.
I love a shoulder pad now more than ever.
I appreciate that scene. So you're in red. Brenda's in like a light blue. I'm in yellow. We look like we want to be parents. We look like Beverly Hills ladies that lunch, but we're 16-year-olds in school.
On the last day of school.
Those were kind of mature outfits for sure.
Yeah. But I appreciate them. Like, think about, like, all this stuff happened before. Like, I'm trying to think of a young, like, there was a lot of teen shows that followed, like, The OC and, you know, Dawson's Creek and all that. But Gossip Girl was, like, the fashion one that came later. And I feel like, look at us. Like, we did that first. Just having a moment.
I think you did, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any 90210 oh no you didn't moments, one-liners that stood out?
Nothing like soup's significant for me, other than, you know, the one she says about being the one she says about well, I noticed when Kelly says sounds like it's that time of the month to Brenda, it really bugged me. I understand it was like a story point and it had, but now you just wouldn't say that those, I don't know. You just don't say that. It's very, it's kind of like putting a woman's natural happenings in a negative connotation.
I think so too. There's a lot more female support these days. You wouldn't say something like that.
Exactly. She says, well, it is. And it isn't, if you know what I mean.
I didn't really have a favorite line. I liked when Nat said yutz. That was about it.
Yeah, that stood out.
There was one in the very beginning. It's David, and he says, an entire summer of beaches and babes.
I like that.
That's what it is. It's going to be an entire season of beaches and babes and acting class.
It really will be, yeah. And Brandon is a cabana boy. Oh, gosh.
I love
Very Dirty Dancing-esque.
Did you notice the one, going for a second back to the episode, the acting teacher, the young acting teacher, he looked exactly like Elvis Presley to me. Did you guys think that?
My husband said that instantly. Yes.
Okay. So you guys, he played Elvis Presley in a TV movie.
I should be a casting agent.
After this movie, after this show. Yeah. He went on to play Elvis Presley.
Good for him.
Wow.
I don't know what year that was. That.
He was really attractive. No.
All right. We have some questions from listeners. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
That's from Carly. I've always wondered if it was Aaron Spelling's idea to keep Donna a virgin for so long, because he didn't want his daughter doing any steamy scenes. Or did the writers come up with that storyline because Aaron was the boss and Tori was his daughter, and they were afraid he'd be upset if they gave her too many romantic scenes?
So from my perspective, from my memory, I feel like it was probably a little bit of both, but definitely it was his idea to keep me a virgin. Maybe they came up with the idea of her as a virgin, and then he was like, great, she's staying a virgin the whole show. But I remember, so here's the thing. Once I got on the show, like before the show, I helped my dad, like I was giving him ideas, like casting ideas, and he would show me Polaroid pictures and help, and I'd be like, oh, this is the wardrobe, that's great, this one, that one, this hairstyle. And then once I was in it, we really didn't talk about the show anymore. Because I feel like I didn't want to be that girl. Like, I wasn't going to be like the insider, like, here's what's happening between everyone. So we didn't talk business from the time I started the show.
So we never talked about anything Donna again, except I do remember one time coming to him and because I think I said to the writers at some point, like, you know, I think it's time, like, you know, Donna should lose her virginity. And they said, oh, your dad would kill us. Your dad would kill us.
Your dad would kill us. Wow.
Like joking, but like, yeah.
But yeah.
So then I remember
going
over.
So they were afraid of it, too.
Yeah. And I, you know, was out of the house at this time, my own apartment, and I in my 20s. So I remember going for Sunday night dinner and I was like nervous, but I was like, Dad, it's time. Like, Donna needs to lose her virginity. And he's like, okay, babe. And then it happened.
That's so funny.
And then Sunday the first time dinner. I do it, I have Jason Priestley directing the scene. Super embarrassing. But we'll get to that later.
Yeah, we will. Wow. Okay. Alicia is asking, if you could play any of the parents on 90210, who would you choose and why?
It's a great question.
I feel like I would choose Cindy Walsh. Just because I don't know. I really appreciate the way she's such a good homemaker. It looks fun to just garden and cook and clean. I don't know.
Sort through the trash.
On your hands and knees. Yeah.
It's hard because at this point in the program, we've only really seen Cindy and a little bit of Kelly Taylor's mom. I think I would have to choose Cindy too.
Mm-hmm.
Just because she always looks so cute and like no one wore mom jeans better. And yeah, I like her in the beginning, though, the first season. Like, she starts to get more mom-esque. In the beginning, she's kind of easy breezy and kind of, like,
yeah,
cool. Like, I thought she was a little chicer, like, just, like, boho mom. And now she's, like, more like, I'm a Beverly Hills homemaker and, like, more conservative in style, I think. I'm basing it all on style, but you know what I mean.
Well, priorities.
She's actually a cool mom, though.
And it's such a... I don't know. I love that. For me, it would be such a luxury to be able to be home all the time with my kids and be that kind of hands-on mom all the time. Not like I'm not hands-on, but like, I don't know. It's just something about when she works from the home. Like, that's her job as a homemaker.
We both feel you. We know.
I'll flip this a little bit. Who would you want to be a parent to out of all the cast members?
Oh,
like, who do you think would be the easiest child?
Donna.
Yeah. Donna.
I want Donna for my daughter.
I mean, yeah, she screwed up once. I got drunk at prom. Other than that, she was like aces as a kid.
Pretty good kid. Saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you play? Wait, who would you play?
Who would I play?
Like, what mom?
I think I'd want to be Kelly's mom.
She had some good fashion moments.
Fashion moments.
Be careful what you wish for, sis.
And just have a wild child. You got that.
You got two girls going to be coming up.
Ooh, I know.
I'm going to call you up in like 15 years.
No, but I always thought she was like, I know that like all we've seen of her was like very dramatic episodes, but I always thought that she seemed like a fun mom, you know, like party mom, which is not really like the greatest role model, but you know, as a kid,
you want she was definitely a fun mom.
Yeah, you wanted a mom that you didn't even have any rules. My parents were so strict growing up, so to me, I wanted someone that was just like let me do whatever I wanted, and it sounded like Kelly's mom was that.
I feel like I'm a pretty good mix between Cindy Walsh and Jackie Taylor, like in my momming
in real life
style. Yeah,
yeah.
Jackie wasn't fun. She was more just kind of hands off.
Right.
No, she was fun. Like, she was very fun. like loved a girls' night, and she was like, let's go shopping. And
yeah,
she was
so
very,
in that respect. Yeah. I hear you.
Okay. Right.
Then I'm a total Jackie, I guess.
You're definitely
I'm totally hands on.
Addiction.
Yeah. Minus the drugs, but I'm like addiction. The fun mom. If we're talking good cop, bad cop, like I'm the fun mom.
You're definitely the fun mom. Well, that's it for this episode, you guys. Next week is season 2, episode 2, The Party Fish. And I'm really looking forward to it.
The Party Fish. I don't remember that one. This is going to be fun to watch because I have no memory of that one.
Is it like a Swedish fish or what's happening?
Oh, we're getting some facts right now, guys. As the Beverly Hills Beach Club is another sad story as this filming location no longer exists. It was badly damaged during the Northridge earthquake and was never repaired.
No, you guys, I won't accept that.
I've seen it. I've driven by it.
There's something there now, and it's now Annenberg Community Beach House.
It's a place.
It's a place.
You can still go there.
No. Okay. Oh, my God, you guys. So I reached out to a different beach club. It looked like ours, though, so they totally copied ours. Is there another beach club near there?
To be continued. Cliffhanger.
All right, ladies. I have to go lay down.
She's dying. We need to say bye.
Target Circle, the program you know and love now, includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.